Here you go. From day one, you were there, praying over my tiny body as I sleep, feeding me, changing my nappy, making sure I was always happy. Then I grew from an infant to a child, and everybody don't know how that go. Think I get a little height and a little brains, so I start misbehave. But being the mother you are, you always put me in place. You were always there with the attesa belt out of the bunch, whether I'm outside or in the shower, be it no wait for nobody. Because I grew as a typical teenager, where all I thought about was sex, parties, and try to look good. Remember when me did skip school, get my ass beat, snuck out of the house, get my ass beat, stole, tap back, what else did I expect? You're a strong Jamaican woman who don't take shit from nobody. You always want best for me, even if it means wearing out a couple bell, broom, stick, pot, anything you could have find your hand for. But you are the woman I have thanked for making me into this strong individual and making me a better person each and every day. To the best mom in the world.
Whitney, Rochelle, and Lionel. PSJ speaks and it's going down. Conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Ayy, repping Jamaica, no doubt about it. Talk relationships to food and even travel. Plenty conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Ayy, PSJ speaks. Let's go. PSJ speaks.
Apple, right? So, where you start?
That's fine.
All right. Anyway, so where's what you started? Right. So, in light of Mother's Day, we are honoring mothers, and as such, in studio we have Miss Anne Marie Thaxter, aka Junebug.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and she's here with Paige.
Hi, Paige.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Anne Marie.
First of all, good night.
Yes.
And my name is Anne Marie Thaxter. I am from Portland and
just in Jamaica, right?
I am a mother for.
What are their names?
Akeem, Jordan, Tiana, and Paige.
Okay. What else? How old are you?
I'm 30.
No.
You're 30?
June. June, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay.
Oh, you soon be 30?
Yeah.
When?
Okay.
June.
So, what do you like most about being a mother?
What I like most being a mother?
We're putting her on the spot, by the way, guys. She has no idea that way. So, go ahead. Yeah, what you like most?
What about I like most when I go collect the report and see the grades that they get? And they get 100, average 87, 90. That makes me feel good because I said, well, my money not going down the drain. So they are doing something.
Okay.
Put the phone on silent.
In our studios, please. Okay. What would you say to a female probably around 29 your age or whatever who has never had a child before? What would your advice be? You think you should, it's better to have them young or when you wait? What you think? What's your
view? For as 29, better you start like say 29 and up, because in the start like her, like say 20 19, and them grow up together. And most of the time, you and grow. Most of the time, when you and them grow up, you and them wear the same clothes and so on as parents. And sometimes when they tell people, say, "Oh, is my daughter?" I say, "No, it's your sister."
You know,
So it's better when you have them when you're 30, and you see when you have a children, 29 and 30, they're more. There's not the type of child that. You know, some raggedy child, I say, push fight and some, those are the ones that more mature, more understand, because you grow up and
you're more mature,
more than you're young and you have this. Oh, me have fat money for my pampas, no. Yes,
so,
how me have fat money for my feet, no. Yeah, so when they grow up 29, you're working, your partner is working, Tony can balance up, but when you're a single mother now, you say.
I'm glad you touched on that. But first, you guys notice that you're not hearing anything from Rochelle, right? Because she fully have Paige in her hand. Like, Rochelle, you're planning to be next?
Huh? Okay.
There's something you want to know or something, because you just fully have Paige. You're not even hearing anything from
me.
You.
It's not about
so, June, you saw yourself with 4 children?
I never dream of it.
So what was your plan?
My plan was a nurse, a dresser, and... No, mm-hmm. I'm gonna just have one, and I can't go back and say, okay, I'm going to do nursing, because that money that I will at work, I have to buy things to afford, so I can't.
You don't have the support of their fathers?
No. Well,
how many fathers? Three fathers.
Mm-hmm. But uncle from
Akeem and Jordan was the same.
Akeem and Jordan is the same.
For real?
Yes. Okay. They are Stanbury, okay, Tennis, Allen, she's going.
Okay. So do you feel like you have the support of the three fathers or none of them?
No. Uncle, one father I have support for is Tiana. Renisha.
That's the name of the father?
You call that the Tiana.
Mother? Tiana, daddy. Okay. And that's the dad. You feel like it's because she's a girl, child, why you have more support from him, or is it just him? What you think?
You know why I said I got support from him, because he had his child and he know all about education and so.
Okay.
And you said enough people do not understand about education, you know, mm-hmm. because then grow up come say, oh, me go to school today and I have to go tomorrow. You learn as much. You understand me? So people know about education. Focus on to send his children to school to get better than them. Mm. Okay. And so me know the meaning of education. So me and the mother know I am fighting with mine to be a better person. I don't want them fear come around and come clean house like me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Understood.
So how old is your oldest? And what is he doing now?
Okay, my oldest will be 16 this year. 16? Okay, leave me alone. I'm 16 this year. He's 15. Yeah, and he's going to Port Antonio High, which is a private school of his government. And so on, which is a private school. And
so that's fourth form? Third form, fourth form?
And he's in ninth grade.
Okay. Third
form. Mm-hmm. And... he's want to be going in cooking and farming and so. He good at cooking because he cook a piece of chicken Sunday.
Really?
Imagine.
Live with you?
Yes.
Akeem. You know, I don't feel like I've ever seen him. All right. What would you say? What would you say to fathers? How do you recommend? You know, like, give me some recommendations to be a good father.
Fathers are important in children's life.
Yes, they do.
So the ones who are not integral or not taking part in their kids' lives,
they are traumatizing the kids.
How? Right, so why you think?
How? Yes. Because Amelia, now for example,
Paige
here goes on the road and see somebody, Brittany and his dad. Buying ice cream, walking up and down in the park. Mm-hmm. She'll come home and say, "Mommy, where's for me daddy then?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. And me say, "You know, say daddy run gone left for front yard 3 months."
You're going to tell the Britney that?
Well, you have to tell him the truth.
Okay.
You can't tell him the and say, "Oh, daddy dead," and then after 10, 15 years on the road, when she get hair ones and have maths and English study. I come and say, "Hey, I feel me that
day." Yeah,
and they say, "Oh, mommy tell me say you're dead."
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to visit one tomb down the road there. So, you can understand?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so what would you say to those fathers then?
Fathers, they are not taking care of their children. It's full time of you. Take care of children and just the bad curse mm-hmm. we did have and try to build a new Jamaica. You understand me?
Yeah, that's so sweet. So Lionel, you being a male, what would you, what's your take on it? Would you know, no, she's here saying that of the three fathers, only one she would sort of call, you know, supportive. What do you think about that? Do you agree with the statistics, or you think it's a lie? What do you think?
No, I think it's true. It's just that mothers too must be careful, or must, because there are some mothers who basically run the fathers out of them children.
I was wondering.
Sometimes you need to, what you call that now? Remove the heartbreak, your personal situation from the equation, and allow the fathers to be fathers. You know what I mean?
Yes, you're right. There's some of the parents, some of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Go away, come out, because they're not giving me no feedback. Where you coming from? You think $1,000 I'm not used?
What list, man?
Yes, and them something there. Understand me? So wish, me not wrong like Mr. Tominsel for that.
You think he's
so cool? Right?
Mm-hmm. So I think I was wondering if, because I know situations where persons, you know, have a child and then they're not with the person who that had the baby father, what we call him,
Paige going line at that page. I never hear Paige crying.
Hush, Paige, hush.
Oh, God, line at that page a while ago.
Sleep or something?
But, yeah, so right. They're not with the baby father anymore. And as such, they're with somebody else. How they work? How you work that? That's, you've ever been in a situation like that? So you're not with the baby father anymore. You're with somebody else now. How supportive can that father be? You get me? How much can he do?
He can do a lot.
Like what? How?
Okay. How? He can do a lot. All right. So co-parenting. Mm-hmm. All right. You have, like I said, this weekend,
mm-hmm.
school, mm-hmm. right? Like, say she have football, right? So you're going to carry to football.
She mm-hmm.
Instead of the mommy, yeah, both of us can carry to football. Not no make she feel left out and say, okay, Mr. Tomlinson and Brittany is there with for them kids and everything okay. Make she feel okay and feel like say, so, oh, she have the best mommy, she have the best daddy. And also she can go to school and say, oh, I have two daddy and one mommy and they is the best and so on. You understand?
But I think the scenario get a little technical there, because you suppose you are not the baby father, but you're with the baby mother now.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if she goes to a match with the baby father for the child?
It shouldn't matter to you.
Oh, you're just going to be at home and okay with her.
Right, or
okay,
I go too. I mean, it's your stepchild.
Okay. Okay.
If you feel, because the only way you would feel a way is mm-hmm. if, you know, you feel like they're going to hook up or something, or they're going to have a good time without you, you go then. If you
feel, they may have a good time, yeah.
I mean,
they will have a good time now, but because for the kids, they will pretend everything is okay when they know that it's then doing it for their kids, because must say, oh, you know, some don't want my kids.
But the kids
like
not. Is some of the kids are smart. You don't feel like when they grow up, the girl understands, say, yo,
yes,
my mother. And just the fact already, even though you guys are trying to work together and whatever, the fact that they didn't grow up with their biological parents, you know, in a household, don't you think that's already, or that may affect the child, right?
Yes, some of them, it may affect them, because mm-hmm. I have a son that, when it's like say Father's Day or some event at school, I usually pay somebody to go and pretend as his father.
Oh, because how much money Jamaican?
Like say $1,000, like say 500, because when I call his father, I said, okay.
Who, this is Jordan?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Jordan, sir. But I used to hear saying Jordan, so I said, yeah.
Alright, it's what me say. London, you know, say a time figure school, go down at the school, right? In my football match, in my Father's Day, and so, mm-hmm. hey, don't
get for true?
Yes. Okay, so, instead of 15 left out, because 1 year, he come and he said, mommy, you know, I'm not going to school for the whole other month, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, why, baby?
How old is this?
That is when he is 4 years old, when he see everybody.
And he said, not going to school?
He's not going to school for this, because...
4 years old.
Yeah, because when he was three, I started school from two. Mm-hmm. You understand? I started in school from two, right? Mm-hmm. So when he see everybody, his father is there, mm-hmm. and he don't have any, mm-hmm. right? He feel left out.
So the father was never present?
Never. Never presenting anything.
So he was present for Akeem, the older one?
Akeem, yes, because Akeem go to Windsor School, mm-hmm. and Jordan go to Port Antonio Infant, mm-hmm. Port Antonio Primary, Port Antonio Brumbrook Primary and Port mm-hmm. Antonio. Mm-hmm. So he never participated. But me now, if mm-hmm. he come here and said, okay, come to anything for Akeem, I am there. Mm-hmm. I just said, where, what time, and so mm-hmm. I'm there. He never take participate. So he kind of traumatized it. That's why I don't wrong Jonathan for taking, like say, be bad and so on.
Okay.
You understand?
Also, he's rude.
He's rude. So I tried to comfort him mm-hmm. and try my best, mm-hmm. but... See, my best is not good enough because he didn't want a father love. Mm-hmm. And as soon as a child don't get a father love, mm-hmm. they go for them gun, the gunman and everything. Mm-hmm. And them people start the crime. And that's why most crime are in Jamaica right now, because father run left them children, not taking them, not participate anything for school for them. So they run up Pandora. So they want those, one man see me and say, yo, come here. Mm-hmm. Care that thing you don't do road, go get time and stuff for me now. And when he go down the road, he let her have two shots. Mm. And he come back and say, oh, you feel now? Yeah, man, me feel good. And give him my money.
So how old is Jordan?
Jordan now is 13.
Wow, okay, he's a teenager now. So tell me about Paige's dad. Do you think he's supportive or he will be?
Okay, he want to support, but I'm not on his level.
What you mean? Why so?
Okay. Only two young people and two young friends.
Who? Who?
What do you mean?
Who too young?
Both.
Oh, I think I know what you mean.
You yes. know what?
Translate first word.
Wait, who's too young? You and I or... all of us are yes. too young to hear.
Oh, tell me what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Alright. True. That's it. Anyway.
Okay. Make us say. Forgive something friend. For the baby. He wanted to lie down for it.
Okay.
So instead of that, I said, look, me work off the last shot off of my. I went me have ump back and I whip the mop for wipe. Me will do that. Cause it not gonna work. I said, okay, so if you give something, you game. And stop pissing me.
So, him tell you that?
Of course.
Straight up like that.
That's why I run him down with my machete.
My machete. You did that,
I'm beating broke on my mom, so I can give him a couple of little
so time.
He must have stood up and take
you
it.
Must have, you know, to must domestic violence.
Yes, June.
We're not gonna do that.
So then when me put them on feed them, I can come to stand up attacking on face with $2,000. Oh, but I can't. Me not for run him down and beat him up with my shit.
So what does he do? What does he do? Oh, I don't look too bad. What does he do?
He do also in my hall round though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all round. In
do a jack of all trades.
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
But you're happy with all your kids, though?
Yes, I'm happy.
And you must pray
but
for
sometimes I'm down, but I'm happy.
Okay.
You have to be happy for them. Sure.
So how do you support, you know, as a mother, you said, if Paige, I'm not talking to you, how do you support four children? Because me can't even barely support myself.
Well...
Or feel that way. How
okay,
do you...
you know how I'm doing? It's like when I'm back to school now.
Mm-hmm.
I start from me. I said, I buy one pocket hardcover book for $700 and put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I go and see one school shoes for $3,000. I buy it and I put it down.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm done at school, here, like I said, down at the August, they must sell it for $5,000. Mm-hmm. School bag for $1,800 and them something there. Me already have for me them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So me start from early to buy it. Like I said, the school closed now, me have to know what grade them are going to fit. Get the tie, the skirt, or the blouse. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I have to know. So down there, so now, down at the last part, so might be spend more.
Oh, that's where the challenge comes in.
Yes, when the challenge comes in. So me start from early.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it come on to the textbook, we get text with them late. So you know me though, me show on 200 partner. So when time he come and me know say, you know say, I want 5,000 like that. That uncle can go buy one child book. So me try again. You know say you buy 2 cash part, number 19, and you know say you win.
Mm-hmm.
Stop laugh.
Yeah.
Stop laugh. Me tell you, oh, me do it, you know. Mm-hmm. Buy one cash part, you win. You win 1,300, you know, say 250 for that book there, you know, say 100, you buy one bag juice. Mm. For wait your turn, walk back, go back up in the sun, and you know, say you wrap up back up, there and put it now. And so me do it.
Mm, that's good. At least you have a tactic to combat. But congratulations on your new one.
So June, what did you do for Mother's Day?
Nothing.
What did you get for Mother's Day? Did you get anything?
Nothing. I just only get a bag from church.
Which church?
Oh, Webster. She came to church with us, I forget. Aww. Yeah. Okay.
And my daddy tell me happy Mother's Day and sing for me. That's don't bite nice. Me.
So what the son do? What did Jordan or Akeem do?
Jordan and Akeem never did see me until the Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me happy Mother's Day, that's all.
Okay.
That was him I got river because she would big perch for me.
So did he?
No. He said me to buy him one glass.
What would be your ideal Mother's Day?
Ideal.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect Mother's Day.
Day
for you. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Perfect Mother's Day, that is in 2015. When my daughter is graduating and get her first place trophy, a second place trophy, and for best attendant at school, well-behaving student, and well-outspeaking student,
mm-hmm.
that is my most happiest Mother's Day. Day.
So a perfect Mother's Day for you is just seeing your
children glow.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have plans on getting married? Going on your business?
Generalize. No, sir.
Do you have plans to get married or did you ever?
Or
whatever.
Because
me,
children.
For example, man, you flip around. Now you put more pressure on like that. Because, you know, everybody did grow up. Like for me, I probably say, you are going to get married at 23. Right now I'm what? 26. And whatever. 27. Jude, chat so much. Anyway, so do you have plans on getting married? Or did you or whatever?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And it said, before I reach 30, I want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not going to marry. Because if I'm married, no. The husband and he said, I need kids.
Oh.
And I said, the husband said, I need kids. I can't take care of 4 kids. And all of them don't have my blood and don't have my genes. Then I'm just going to have you and you're looking
so
good.
So you
wouldn't
marry any of your baby father?
No, you're not here while I go on.
All of them? None of them?
So, look like you're lying. Look on her face, trying hard to.
Well, the baby father said me and him no live, so I am not in a relationship with him, but he's in a relationship with me. That's why I look at it like that.
So, who were you with before that? What do I remember the name? You mind? I don't remember. You don't have to call the name, but was that why you never stay with that person?
No, because you would cry.
Oh, well, we couldn't take tea.
You couldn't take tea, why?
Him like coffee, me like bush tea. Right. So we couldn't
take tea. So you move on from that and you went to Paige's father? Paige's
buck up.
Wait, what is buck up? What do you mean?
One time them go sleep together, one time she get pregnant.
Oh,
buck up.
While you were with the other one?
No, Brittany.
After? No, just Mother's Day. Or after?
Yes, Brittany.
Okay, and it was just buck up, which we were talking about in the previous podcast or whatever. Okay, that's fine. So suppose you have our next buck up. Anyway, geez, I'm going to forget what I was going to ask.
Me go suffer too.
Oh, so that's why you're not going to enter that you don't have any more mistakes.
any mommy say, but then not give me something, me not have no mommy stay. So, then not take, take out me something. And then not take out me something.
Why, it's illegal?
No, that if you're too young and if you don't have any health issues and whatever.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Oh, so you've asked them to?
Yes, yeah. And then not do it. You're after to which child?
Doctor today.
And that's probably expensive. So, June, regardless of everything now, you must admit, in the midst of everything, you're truly blessed because there are many millions of women who want to have a child and trying for years and can't even get a child or whatever, whatever. What would you say to those, not mothers, but those women who
they can hand up and have that child? Are they going to a community and see my woman now with 10? Just take 2.
Just take 2 on
you
the
can't
ten.
Take 2, you think a puppy?
No. Back in the days, in my maybe 1989, back in my days, back in my days, right now, five of my next door neighbor, starting top, starting bottom, fellowship, right? You see, pick them from starting to have them that fellowship, and have people take them like dog puppy and raise them. You understand me?
No, the thing with that is the when them grow up and them reach certain
then know say them my mother because them their mother never have it and a woolly puppy me and them everybody one room. Some of them are fierce in the ground. Some of them are fierce in the bed. You understand me? Some of them catch up. So somebody come and see and can't have none and me can't call name.
No, you're right. We never want to call name. But okay. All right. I agree with you.
Okay. So, June, you live with all of your kids now? Or?
All right. Well, I live with 2. And the boys then
the
come.
Youngest
and,
or? Oh, yeah. So the 2 girls. You live
yes.
With 2 girls.
And so and the boys then come and visit me. When I'm there, and me and them have a lot of fun.
So they live with their father?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. And you guys have a lot of fun or whatever, okay. So how do you try... So they live with their... They have the same father?
Yeah.
All right, how do you try to be that mother figure for them then? What do? You make them come and visit? What else?
I make them come and visit. Yeah. I say on holiday, I'm an end with the best because, you know, why I say I'm an end with the best? I start from, like, say, September. So I buy them things. I say, me ask, where you want for your holiday? Me ask them, and then give me an idea. So you see, me go downtown and you see when you have this something throw out, and me know say then come back and put them go sell them for your arm and a leg. Me go down there, me buy it, and me fold it, and put them. I say, sometimes me even scratch off the fake name and put and write the real Jordan pan it, you know.
Oh, like yeah. the Jordan
yes, yes, you know, so you have to do some scratching and you know want to feel left out. You know, you buy the fake one and you want to know you just scratch it out. You understand me and write it in. You understand me? Like say Alexa's shirt then no way come. You know, so you just use some bleach and just bleach on it and you know what you're doing.
No, Judy, I cannot.
No, I have to do it for my children and feel. Like I said, they are the number one. Me can't end what say then go down the road and say that boy then a Tommy ill figure and you know what say them in our liquor. $200 shirt. Me don't tell my kids that's a $200 shirt they have. You see, when before they reach.
But are your children fussy about those kind of things?
Though? Well, Jan and
Akeem.
Jan and Akeem fussy about brands, but Tiana don't fussy about it. Tiana, anything you give her, she will take. You understand me? But they see the boys, they want them up there. You understand me? So anything. So you know, say, when me go, I buy one blouse. I'm not say, children for the blouse. Me come and tell them, like, say, $1,500 for the blouse. You understand me? And you see, I take out the tag off of it. And you say, the tag mark, I say, $300 and them something there. I scratch it off. I come and me take out Mrs. Clark pin and
what?
Just.
Okay.
And you know, I write and I press on it. You understand me? I know that I don't have the money. I write and I pray. Me can't just go over and say, make sure they come and say, mommy, I have so much money for this. Thank you, thank you. I know, so me get a big love and me know deep down nice. For me heart. Me know, say, I $200 fee. So you know, say, me happy.
Mm. And they're happy.
Yes. For me know, say, they're happy. Me happy. Me good to go.
All right. Any final thing you want to say? Coming from a mother to anybody out there, any kind of thing?
Well, mothers out there, I do just pray for your kids. Mm-hmm. Hope for the best of them. Don't tell them anything negative. Don't tell them say you come like a workless pie. If you build them up every day, just say, you know, say you're blessed. Mm-hmm. You know, say me love you and then something. You say, don't tell them the negative. Try to always tell them the positive. Because if you tell them the negative, they might look them as themselves as negative. Tell them, say, look, here we come with the next prime minister. Mm-hmm. And they will come Speak the next it. Prime minister. Mm-hmm. Me and tell you. Because see, me preach good. And my daughter and my son. I say right now, my daughter has tried. She up there.
Oh.
You understand me? And my niece and nephew, when me hear their mother priest bad, me say, look here, me I'll cuss. You understand me? I say, look here. Love the doctor, them man.
Mm-hmm.
You understand something? Me go. And see right now, my niece now a baller. She win her first trophy for Fair Prospect High School. And I'm me motivator. So me I say, no matter out there, oh no bother turn down on a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And just motivate them and give them to and pray for them. One lover. And Maria said this.
Yeah! Jude bag.